Welcome to the Class of Ring Attire Podcast. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
I'm Blair.
And we are taking...
And it's time to get classy.
And it's time to get classy.
Thank you.
Again.
Don't change the way we do things.
This is like... But this is a very special episode.
It is, and even though we have a different setup and we're doing things not normally, we can't drink... We can't break all the traditions.
All right.
Okay.
So, as of this recording...
Yes.
It is in between WrestleMania... And the Raw following WrestleMania.
Yes. We are recording this about approximately an hour and a half before Monday Night Raw, the day after WrestleMania.
So by the time you're listening to this, obviously Raw will have happened.
Sure.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But as of right now, it has not.
And why is that important that we're pointing that out, Joel?
Because our predictions might seem crazy after Raw.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
In about an hour and a half, these predictions might be completely invalid.
What we're doing, as always, every year, right after WrestleMania... We try and predict the card for next year's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So far, we've done this 5 years. I've done this 5 years. I think you've done it...
Maybe four.
Three. So far, we have successfully predicted zero matches correctly.
Yes.
A streak I'm expecting to continue as...
Oh, sure, yeah.
We look back on the predictions that we made for WrestleMania 32. Mm-hmm. So that's what we'll do first. We'll go ahead and...
go through...
Chris and I have our predictions from... WrestleMania 32, and then we will all three be predicting WrestleMania 33 cards.
Yes. So who do you want to go with first?
We can do me first.
Okay. So, right. Joel, he predicted Taker versus Sting.
Which was not a bad idea at the time.
Not at all.
Honestly, was one of the things that felt like a given at the time.
Sure, yeah. You also had Brock versus Rock. Again, also felt, pretty much like a given.
Yeah.
I felt like it was something that was going to happen
at some point anyway. Yeah.
Stone Cold versus CM Punk. That was just kind of a yearly tradition.
That was. I said it last year when we did this.
Was that the last year that you were doing that?
I don't have it this year.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, you're letting go of that dream.
Well, so we have we don't have hard and fast rules, but we aim for approximately 10 matches each.
Sure. Around that,
and you can go more or less depending on what you want to do. And I guess. So
I mean, we might like add to that as years go on as they put more and more emphasis on the kickoff shows.
Yes, exactly.
This year there was 3 matches on the kickoff show.
Yeah, so there were like 12 matches total
on
the show. But the idea last year was we don't have it; it's hard and set limit.
Yeah,
and it's not like these guys. I'm not taking these guys out of other potential matches.
Sure.
So here we like.
Yeah.
Why not?
You also had Paige versus Charlotte. You didn't specify if that was for any sort of championship, but I just assume, probably.
Yeah.
That's a safe bet.
You got one person right.
I did get one person right. And she was not called up at the time.
Sure,
so.
yeah.
Who wasn't Paige?
Charlotte.
Charlotte was called
up in the spring or the summer.
Right.
Somewhere in there,
yeah. Then we had the Shield triple threat for the WWE Championship. Again, all likelihood would have happened
had all rumors point to it being the intended main event had... Injuries not gotten in
right.
The way.
So again, not a bad pick.
No.
You had this, here's where you started throwing your hat over the ring, or
the wall.
That all right. Ring wall, same thing.
The ring wall.
Dolph and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. All
right.
Yeah. I mean, I figured we had all with the whole promo from last.
They had the promo from last year.
Yeah.
And
we had all assumed Ronda would be involved in somehow, but you had wanted Rock in a different thing.
I had already used Rock.
I thought Rock and Ronda maybe.
I couldn't stick Rock in that match. So,
right.
And I thought Dolph would be the one where they could be like, well, make people look good, and et cetera, et cetera.
You had Kevin Owens winning the Battle Royal,
the armbar. Okay.
Again, not a bad pick.
I was wrong, but it wasn't crazy.
You were like a couple months early on this one. Cena versus Zayn. I'm guessing for the United States Championship.
Maybe.
And that was a more far-fetched pick, so that was pretty good.
Yeah. So it happened, and it was kind of a deal that it happened.
This one's going to hurt. Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus. Again, we couldn't have predicted he was going to retire.
No.
And
That also played into my joke thing of
Daniel Bryan and Sheamus.
They fight each other at every WrestleMania.
Are you going to predict that again?
No, I'm not predicting that.
You're letting go of that one, too.
Neither one of those people is on my card right now.
All
right.
Neville versus Hulk Hogan.
Which, so for the first time, we finally got somebody correct because, as we all know, David Neville was the person that published the story on Gawker to for Hulk Hogan.
We
are
all
you making
didn't.
That up?
We all didn't know
so,
that.
You're technically, I got it right.
Not
you're,
absolutely you're making, not know that.
You're ready completely for that making that up, aren't you?
No, David Neville is a writer for Gawker.
Really?
Yeah, he is.
Was he the writer?
No, he wasn't that guy.
Okay. What a stretch. Okay, this one's interesting. Tag Team Championship, Uppercats versus New Day.
Yes.
Uppercats injured, so that couldn't happen.
That
but
couldn't happen.
You had a secondary prediction for that. You had predicted that New Day, by that point, will have changed their name to Doomsday.
Yes. So, let me explain.
Because last year, New Day was kind of like on the verge of...
Last year, at the time of the predictions last year, New Day was still a face from their initial... Like,
well, they were being booked as a face, but the crowd hated it.
They were still trying to have a, you know, genuine power of positivity
sure.
face thing. And it was and there was booing, and so we knew that there would be a heel turn. And so my prediction was the heel turn was going to be a more serious heel turn
mm-hmm.
than what we eventually got. So and I am very pleased to have been wrong. Like, what they did with New Day was magical, and, like, I could not be happier with how it all worked out.
Right.
But, yeah, so my prediction was that the New Day idea would turn into something else, and I picked Doomsday kind of out of that.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
But that's why that prediction existed.
Sure. All right, so that's all your picks.
That's my prediction.
All right, here's mine. Triple H versus Rock. Again,
yep.
going off of the way 31 and our
31's
yeah,
stall for time.
There
segment.
You go.
I would have picked
that. I had a career match for Taker versus Brock.
Which
the Taker versus Brock had.
They had the storyline follow up at SummerSlam.
Right.
So.
I was just 6 months too early and I got the stipulation wrong.
Yeah.
It happens. Shield triple threat for the championship.
Which was a safe bet.
John Cena versus Kevin Owens, about like 6 months too early.
Yeah.
Intercontinental Championship, Daniel Bryan versus Dolph Ziggler, just because I wanted to believe. Divas, same as you. Charlotte versus Paige.
Mm-hmm.
Bray Wyatt versus Finn Balor. I would assume he got called up by that
yeah.
this point. He still might, but we don't know.
Yeah. So as of last WrestleMania, he has not been called up.
Right. I said the armbar was going to be on the pre-show, which it almost was.
Almost was, but
it
then
was for a while there.
And I said Ryback
co-main evented there at the end.
And I said Ryback was going to win. And then I did their typical, like, tag team Fatal 4-Way that they always did. And I did I can't think of... Los Matadores. There
yeah.
you go. Usos, Vaudevillains, and Lucha Dragons. I thought Vaudevillains would have got called up.
Mm. Okay. So you thought there would be a lot more calling up that happened this year that...
I mean, there was a fair amount of calling up.
I guess because Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens were both still in NXT.
Right, and technically...
This time last year.
Sami Zayn would have gotten called up by this point had he not gotten injured.
Yes. I mean, he's been called up.
Well, yeah, he did get called up before.
And he was on the WrestleMania card, so
yes.
just not in the match that you
yeah.
thought it was.
All right, so who wants to go first with their WrestleMania 33 predictions?
I think Blair should have to go first.
I'll go first, because your guys are the ones that are going to count next year.
Right.
And maybe I'll inspire one of you to change your...
Not like
no,
that.
No,
I think I have...
No, I'm locked in.
This year.
Okay, I'm pretty well locked in.
I don't know if mine's going to be like yours or not, but mine somewhat assumes that they're going to continue down the destructive path that they have now started.
Oh, so it's going to be WWE versus
because
fans
because they don't understand
four?
What's happening.
Okay.
I figure if they're this determined, they can get through the quieter part of the year.
Yeah.
So, for my main event, for the title, I think, in fact, yeah, for the title, Rock and Roman. Rock versus Roman.
Rock versus Roman.
Rock versus Roman.
All right.
I think at some point...
Do you think Roman? Just, you know, not for points or anything, but
mm-hmm.
do you think Roman is still a face?
No.
Okay, Roman's
no.
gone
Roman
heel.
Turns.
You get
okay.
Roman being
I
heel.
Feel like that actually there actually would be money in that.
I don't know
with Roman as a heel.
With Roman as a... I mean, well, that's the thing. If you do that, Rock has to be the face.
What else are you going to do with Rock
yeah.
at WrestleMania? He's going to be the face.
And this is why I'm predicting that they'll do that,
mm-hmm.
but they'll try to get people to cheer the Rock. But people will cheer Roman. when he's a heel.
Ah,
that's okay. So they're still going to have a quandary, but that's
they're
going to
get part of it
in.
Right, but yes. Still get
and
the
this
end
is
result
where
wrong.
We realize that The Rock is not the value to WrestleMania that we thought he was.
All right,
sounds like your personal hopefulness.
It's both. It's a combination of the two. I'm not going to try to hide that. I've got this is the other one that potentially could be for the title: Rollins and Triple H. I don't think Triple H is done wrestling. Sadly.
No, I don't know.
I don't think so. He's on my card.
I think Rollins Triple H probably could have happened this year.
Yeah. If we didn't think the triple threat was going to be such a big deal,
yeah.
Rollins versus Triple H would have been my backup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of am going on the basis that for the main matches, they don't like anything but one-on-ones. That's sort
sure.
of what I'm trying.
I don't know, but they're whenever the three were healthy, they were very adamant on making sure that when those three were fighting, there was other people involved. Like,
yeah.
They had that Fatal 4 with the three of them and Randy Orton.
Yeah. So it felt like they were saving the Shield triple
like
threat
yeah.
for a big deal.
Yeah, maybe. And I think that Triple H thinks that him putting people over is still a big enough deal that he's going to try to do it with Rollins the
sure.
same way he did it with Roman.
Because yeah.
I think they are serious about Rollins, which is a good
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And I think it's pretty safe that Rollins is going to come back with a baby face.
With a baby
I don't
spot.
Think, yeah.
I don't think
it would be hard. He would have to do something pretty bad. Like, he'll get that initial pop, and then he would have to do something pretty bad to get people to switch.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
If they try for that at all.
Yeah.
I think Undertaker is going to fight Owens.
Undertaker and Owens, all right.
I could see a big year for Owens. I don't think Owens is going to beat Undertaker.
Sure.
But I think he'll get in there with him, and then
okay.
when he loses, everyone will complain.
Sure.
Okay, maybe.
And
that's
I think,
what the internet's for.
I think they delay Brock and the Wyatts. I don't think we're going to see much of Brock this year. The thing came out, he's almost at his dates.
Mm-hmm.
He's almost to the point now where what do you do with him if you don't put him in the world title picture? And I think if they do that, they have to drop Roman.
Right.
And I don't think they're going to do that.
So
they're going to keep him away entirely. They're going to bring him back around. Wyatts will have a big year. Brock will come back around Rumble time. And it'll sort of be a throwback to this year where they kind of screwed Brock in the
Rumble.
So, you're saying Brock versus Bray Wyatt.
I'm saying Brock versus Wyatts. Do I have to actually nail it? Okay, fine. Brock versus Bray Wyatt.
I mean, if you have to name
Brock versus Bray Wyatt.
So, with the whole Brock dates thing, is there like, does WWE have to use their dates by a certain point?
I don't know.
Like, are they paying for 6 dates a year? Or are they just like, 6 dates, whenever we give you a call, you have to come?
I don't know, but the other thing that motivated me to go that way was that Brock is like Piper. He needs a cooling off period almost now. He's beaten everybody. He's still managed to look incredibly strong even after losing the belt and not really getting a fair shake rematch back.
Yeah.
But they can't put him back in the world title scene. And there really is no upper card people that I can see Brock working with in the next little while. He's already worked with Triple H. He's already worked with Cena. He's already worked with Rollins. He's already worked with Ambrose now. He's already worked with Reigns.
Yeah.
So I think he needs to stay away for a bit. I think it'll probably be good.
Okay.
So that was
okay.
my theory for Brock. What else do I got here? So I've got something similar to what we had this year with an Intercontinental ladder match.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say IC title. Some kind of gimmick match. Because I think they want to try to get as many people on the card as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got Zayn.
Okay.
Neville.
Mm-hmm.
Stardust.
Mm-hmm.
Miz,
okay.
Sheamus,
mm-hmm.
Ryback,
mm-hmm.
AJ.
Styles.
Yep.
Okay.
Joe.
Okay.
No, AJ Lee, obviously. Samoa Joe and Finn Balor.
Okay. Just make sure I got the list correct, because I was typing as you said.
Continue.
You said Zayn, Neville, Stardust, Miz, Sheamus, Ryback, AJ, Joe, and Finn Balor.
Correct.
Okay. 8 or 9?
That is 8.
8, okay.
Yeah. So they had 7 this year.
They had
so.
7 this
but,
year.
But, I mean, that's... Seems like that's
it's
pretty
9.
Fluid.
My apologies. That
oh,
is 9.
9.
1 for 9.
All right.
Doesn't need to be a surmagical.
Now, who do you have winning? That's the big kicker.
Winning, I have Balor. Finn Balor.
Finn Balor winning. Okay.
It's tough. Because I think Joe and Balor come up this year, but I don't know if they'll get as far as we want to.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that would be nice. I have a random tag team throwaway,
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't figure out any other way to get these guys on the card. Big Show and Corbin against New Day. That's what I've got. Big Show, Kane, and Corbin versus
Big
New
Show,
Day.
Kane, and Corbin versus New Day.
Big Show, Kane, and Corbin versus the New Day.
Okay.
Big mean guys, New Day are fun. I don't see that act going away anytime soon. I
have New Day on my card.
Wow. Until,
you see,
the, ooh, the hottest thing in the company. And you don't even have them on your card. I feel like you should lock it in. Like, yeah. I feel like you've already. I feel like
what I mean, it's locked in. Like,
I feel like you're.
The recording has begun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right.
But oh boy, all right, this will be. All right. So, yeah, keep going. Yeah. Okay. You just said New Day, and my mind went,
Uh-oh.
I feel like I've forgotten something in my prediction.
That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you guys out. I knew you would turn back to Canada for guidance at some point. I've got Rey Mysterio versus Sin Cara.
Rey Mysterio?
Yep.
Rey coming Mysterio back?
Versus Sin Cara versus Kalisto.
Ah.
That's okay. What I've got. Now, Rey Mysterio is currently on Lucha, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're thinking he's going to come back before then?
Yeah, because I heard
and
he
have a Mexican three-way, which sounds
Mexican
dirty.
Three-way, yeah. I'm all about okay. Mexican three-ways. It's like your punk Austin pick.
Yeah.
Remember when
they were really big on wanting to break.
It was Sin Cara at the time, I think.
Yeah, they wanted Mysterio versus Sin Cara. They wanted to break some sort of mask wearing record.
Yeah,
and then Rey kept getting hurt.
Yeah,
they're not done with Rey.
Okay.
For the women's title, I didn't say Divas, and I didn't even make a mistake.
I'm gonna screw that up a lot.
I was gonna apologize ahead of time because I thought I was gonna do that for sure. I've got Sasha Banks and Asuka.
All Asuka.
Right. Of course, that's the one I screw up. And that's for the women's title.
Okay.
All right.
And then I have a tag team match as well. Side prediction. Maybe there's a Divas tag team title by then. And if there is, this will be the match.
Women's tag team title?
If there is one. They've got a big enough Divas roster now.
Okay.
Women's roster? Yep. See you. You only got to right
apologize
once.
Ahead of time. Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, you got confident.
Those
there. You got
tricky
cocky.
Women.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm always trying to slip one by you. I've got Becky Lynch and Bayley versus Charlotte and Naomi.
All right. Interesting conclusion.
Mm-hmm. And then I've got my armbar, Aries.
Austin Aries winning the armbar.
Yeah. I think right. Austin Aries will be up by then. I think. The stuff we hear now about them signing, they're signing even more guys from Japan.
Yeah.
Maybe Rude and Young are coming in.
Okay.
I think that those guys come up and then those guys stay in NXT for a while. That's what I think/hope/.
All right. Here, so we always have this every year, but I didn't pray ahead of time, so haha. So who do you think has debuted on NXT and we feel surely should be called up by next year, but still will be in NXT this time next year? Because it seems like we have that every year. We have somebody who, like, you know, we had people in our last year predictions, like, they'll have been called up, and they're still not called up, like Finn Balor.
See, I almost kind of want to say Aries, but I have him on that card.
Should
I
we,
feel like,
should
I
we
feel
record
like...
this?
Hmm?
Should we write this down?
We can, yeah, just to go back and look at it. I'm just wondering. I don't like to have an answer for myself.
Okay.
Just thinking out loud, I'm going to say Bobby Roode.
Okay.
Say Roode.
I feel like...
He's going to have a tougher time, I think.
Personally, I feel like if Enzo and Big Cass are not called up this time next year, people are probably going to lose their minds about it.
Because
mm-hmm. they're already getting antsy about it. But I either feel like them or the Revival.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel more strongly that the Revival would probably still be back there, even though they should be on the main card by now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
they're way better than a lot of tag teams that they've got.
Yeah.
As far as singles... I don't know. Cause, like, there's so many moving parts, like, it's hard to keep track on exactly, like... I feel like, you know, a lot of the guys that are, like, independent talent that are coming in, that are mm-hmm. big names coming in...
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably going to cause a lot of the homegrown guys to stay back a little while.
Yeah.
I don't think he... needs to get called up anytime soon, but Mojo Rawley's probably going to still be on NXT.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Apollo Crews still being on NXT this time next year.
That was my guy.
It was yours?
That was the guy you had in mind. I was like, Austin Aries maybe,
yeah.
But I don't know.
And he's not even a homegrown guy, but
right.
It seems like he's starting to get lost in the shuffle with all these other mm-hmm. guys coming in, and it sucks.
Wait
but...
a minute. Nakamura. That's my pick.
Nakamura's my pick. I don't know. I hope
I'm wrong.
I feel like he's got that Kevin Owens effect.
I hope I'm wrong. Like they brought him you're
in.
Right, I'll be happy.
They brought him in. They were impressed by how much he knocked it out of the park, and then they just because you know Triple H said like there's no like real like okay here's the end of the formula. You're ready. Now go. It's pretty much when Vince picks someone to get called up.
They should bring Nakamura up tonight.
Oh,
in my mind.
I mean, I'm looking at
somebody who already bought the shirt.
Right. In my heart of hearts, Nakamura should have come back during the WWE Championship match last night at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Or the other match. Or anytime. I don't care. He could have came back from the women's title. I don't care.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, so...
That would make a great accessory to him.
Yeah.
The new women's title. Right?
Cruz... Apollo was my, like...
Yeah.
My actual pick.
Nakamura's mine.
But Austin Aries was, like, a serious contender.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one or both members of Vaudevillains. Mm-hmm. It feels like they're gonna...
Because I felt like they should have been called up now last year.
It's starting to get...
But again, like, they probably would have...
They're kind of getting lost in the shuffle. Yeah. And if they're not on TV, the whole concept of Vaudevillains seems sillier. And less like they want that on the main roster.
Sure.
So I can see them falling apart, getting repackaged separately... And then being around on NXT still this time next year.
Now I want to follow that up with another question. Which NXT superstar, tag team, whatever, do you feel is a 100% lock to get called up within the year?
Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I say American Alpha.
Okay.
Because like, I mean, they WWE's loved Jason Jordan since the beginning. They just waited for him to like find, you know, everything to click, and everything has clicked with Chad Gable, so I feel like they're going to bring them up like within the year.
Finn Balor.
Yeah. I feel like I was taking more of a chance.
You were.
So, you know, whatever.
Oh, you totally were.
Can you get more chances for that? Here, I'll ask one. Releases. Who's getting fired?
From the NXT or from the regular?
Or just leaving the company in some fashion.
Can I say Wade Barrett?
Yeah.
Wade Barrett, Sandow.
You can use more than one name.
I mean, because Wade Barrett has all but said he's gone. Yeah.
And there's rumor that Sandow's done the same.
Yeah.
So.
And Brie.
Brie, yeah.
That's not really. That may not be a release, though.
No.
Oh, I did say just gone.
Who's
going to leave?
Somebody who has departed from the company in some way.
Okay.
Okay, well, fine. To like, doctor your question towards challenging, who is going to be the most shocking person to leave the company between now and next WrestleMania?
Shocking? I don't know if there's going to be anyone shocking. That's going to be tough.
One of the TNA guys that they brought in. I don't know which one, but one of them is going to come in and they're not going to be happy with being kind of in the shuffle.
If that's the case, I'll say Rude.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking.
Because he's used to
it. Because again, James Storm came in for like a couple weeks and then re-signed with TNA.
Well, James Storm may have used that as a negotiation tactic for all we know, and there's nothing wrong with that.
But I feel like
it's very possible to be used to being at the top of a card and then, you know.
Rude, to me, I think there's some merit to your idea that it would be a TNA guy.
Yeah.
And I think those guys is the most likely.
Well, that can sting a little bit to come in and say, like, I'm a former world champion, and then go, no, you're not. That's TNA, and it doesn't count.
Personally, I could probably see Austin Aries getting a little fed up after a little while,
and then going to Japan
and make a killing.
Yeah.
And then probably come back. He, like, basically take the AJ Styles route.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except he made a stop at WWE first.
Yeah. It's harder to go back to WWE after you make a stop there, though.
Sure.
That's
the
thing. Yeah. I think we'll see Sandow and Barrett go, like you said.
Yeah.
I think we'll see every one of the social outcasts except for Bo. I don't think Bo's going anywhere.
Okay.
I think Heath
Slater. Nepotism, baby.
I think Heath Slater might hang on by the skin of his teeth there, too.
Yeah.
Heath Slater might be the new Crime Time guy.
What's he's got name? Naked pictures of somebody, like, hidden somewhere. He has to.
I think he's the most...
JTG. He could be the new JTG.
Well, the thing is, they still use Heath Slater. Yeah.
New JTG right now probably is Los Matadores.
Because they have not been on TV. What are they doing with them?
Or El Torito,
And that's why I forgot about them.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think Heath Slater has...
The only reason I was reminded is because my predictions from last year.
Yeah.
Heath Slater has that thing where, like, when, you know, an older champion is coming out and saying something, and they need to be able to, like when Sergeant Slaughter or Hacksaw...
And he'll gladly do the deed, he'll gladly take the job. Yeah.
Heath Slater's the one that they can do that on.
Yeah.
So... That's what I think is going to save his job for the next year.
Okay, since we're on kind of this subject, you guys want to go ahead and just talk about who we think is going to be in the Hall of Fame?
All right.
Next year?
I'm going last this time.
Well, I mean, you know, there's my yearly pick of Bruiser Brody.
Bruiser Brody.
Yeah. He should have been there already. You know, the conspiracy theorist in me wants to say that they're wanting to pad him and Carlos Colon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That might not be the case, because again, I still felt that it was weird that Stan Hansen went this year in Texas. And Bruiser Brody, also a Texas guy, and his tag team partner didn't go in.
Yeah.
But again, I get it, you know, you had members of the Freebirds that had passed away, you had Big Boss Man who had passed away, you didn't want to be too much of a downer in mm-hmm. one night, so I right. understand that.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, you have your headliner, you have your diva, you have your celebrity,
and you have your
post-mortem. And you have your dead person.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Vader.
Okay.
Because I feel like he's a guy that probably should be in there already.
That was one of mine.
It was? Okay, good. Because I feel like, that's right. glaring,
should
be. That's a glaring
be.
Obvious one.
Yeah.
And that's really all I can think of right now.
I'm going to say Daniel Bryan.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, damn good you. Point. Good.
Was that your other one?
Yes.
Daniel Bryan.
I had a few, but.
Daniel Bryan feels like, that's what you get for going last.
Yeah, I know.
Damn. Daniel Bryan feels like, you know, if he's definitely very clearly, you know, can't wrestle anymore on sure. his own call, it's safe to put him in the Hall of Fame so he doesn't, you know, take the ring somewhere else and give it to somebody else so they can feel the energy.
Yeah, they can feel the energy, yeah.
Also, the way the universe works, I feel like there's going to be something that happens next year where I'll still want to watch the Hall of Fame, and I have to explain to Heather that, like, no, I have to watch the Hall of Fame again this year.
Never watching Hall of Fame again.
Yeah, no, after, like, this year was, like, the first time we all, like, actually sat down and watched the entire thing beginning to end.
It's unacceptable.
Next time, I'm just going to wait until it's over and then just fast forward
through. We'll do the entrance that we want.
So yeah, Daniel Bryan's my pick.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I was going to do Vader and Daniel Bryan. My girl entrant was going to be Sable. Because...
Sable's right. Good, yeah.
Once Brock is gone, that may get harder to do. But once Brock is there, you know, I feel like that's a little bit easier. Those are my three. Call.
Okay.
I didn't come up with a dead guy, sadly, but...
Chris, do you want to do your predictions next?
Sure, let's do that. Once again, Shield Triple Threat for the WWE Championship. Okay. I feel like it's a safe bet until it happens.
Yeah.
You know? That's going to be the one where, like, picked it. Mm-hmm. 1 point for me, technically, even though I pick it every year.
Is that your main event?
Yeah. For the WWE Championship,
Not necessarily going on last, though?
Do you have something beating that out?
Depends on how they book things, you know?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Because under that, I have Charlotte versus Asuka for the Women's Championship. And if they play it right, it could main event.
Mm-hmm.
It could. Because
no argument here.
WrestleMania 32, like, both women's and the men's championship had pretty much the same kind of build. Not great, but there was some there. The women's could have easily main evented and would have gotten a really good reaction out of the crowd.
They should have done it this year, yeah.
Yeah. So, after that, I have Dolph Ziggler winning the armbar.
Okay.
Just because I needed to put him somewhere.
He's Zack Ryder for 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. No title. Just grudge match.
Okay.
That implies a year-long feud.
Or a stalling of the feud.
Or a stalling of the feud, because
okay.
right now you're going to have Kevin Owens gunning for Zack Ryder.
Kevin Owens may need a few months off after that last bump on the chair last night.
Yeah, that was...
Ladder last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looked pretty brutal. I have a ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship, just like last time. I put 7 in this time, just because... Well, 7 because that's what they seem to be going with.
Yeah.
Sheamus, Cody Rhodes.
Woo!
Not Stardust.
Oh, that's a specific...
So that's a little side prediction.
Mm-hmm. Baron Corbin, Ryback, Tyler Breeze, Del Rio, Cesaro... With Cesaro winning.
Oh, I don't have Del Rio on my card.
I mean, you could just throw him in the armbar. I mean, he could just be an armbar.
I now have a 10-man Intercontinental ladder match.
Going along with the theme of Brock not being involved in the championship, I got Brock versus Nakamura. Next year, WrestleMania.
That's easily my favorite of anybody's predictions so far.
Yes.
That...
But I can see both of you... I can hear you salivating from here.
I'm aroused.
I don't know much salivation is like. You are throwing that hat way over the wall this year.
You are, but it's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of what I think is a great idea, John Cena versus Samoa Joe. I feel like that would be a good idea. Because, again, other than this year because he was injured, he had this run of going against, like, monster heels coming out from NXT.
Mm-hmm.
So he was off for this WrestleMania, maybe next year. Yeah, and, you know, apparently Samoa Joe and Cena are friends from, like, their way back days.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a feud right there if they want to play into that.
Yeah, that's not a crazy thing to say.
I like that a lot.
U.S. Championship Triple Threat, New Day.
Okay.
They will just then start to break up.
Okay.
They don't even have to necessarily break up, but some sort of convoluted thing where, like, there's probably Kofi's the U.S. champion, and then Big E and Xavier are co-number one contenders somehow.
Right.
And that thing might run out of legs by then, which would be a good time to do
it. Yeah. Precisely.
Yeah.
This would be a way to kind of re-energize a program if they're all against each other.
Right.
Another hat being thrown over the wall. We are going to have a singles divas match for no championship.
Nice.
And it's going to be Bayley and Sasha Banks.
Okay.
Then to round it all out, just because I realized I didn't have either of them on the card, Triple H versus Finn Balor.
Okay. All right.
Again, Triple H wants to put over a new guy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Balor Club's probably going to get involved in some fashion. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Your card reeks of optimism. Can I have some of your soul?
Part of that is, and that's something I have to kind of weigh from time to time. Like, yeah. This is the card I want to see, other than, like, this is the card. And again, like, the card I want to see, I'll rationalize and be like, well, if WWE thinks it's going to happen like this, or this is their thinking, I can rationalize it. And maybe I played into that a little bit much this year, but I don't know. I feel like people are going to talk crap about WrestleMania 32 for a while.
Yeah.
So I feel like WWE's going to try to make it up in a big bad way. And this would be my card would be perfect for that.
It's a balancing act. It's a balancing act of what I want to see, and I'm trying to get one of these right one year.
Sure.
Yeah. Just one match.
Because, like, I of the little, like, side things that I have, like, I'm predicting, you know, two Divas matches on the same card, two women's matches on the same card. But I also only put one in my things because I'm trying to not have a 40 match card here. So,
and The Rock will work twice.
Okay.
So, card, I have Brock and Rock, because it's
a good pick. It's going to happen one of these years.
It's a good pick. And also, they start to really clutter up my card if I separate them.
No, that's a good pick. I almost had that.
So I did not do Shield Triple Threat. Okay. I played back and forth with that. So if it happens this year, I'm going to be really upset that you went down. You went
I love that so much.
God, obviously. Because I was sitting there and I was like, I don't, like, it's very possible that one could be hurt or one could just not be where they want them to be at that point. Like, as much as I love Dean, I feel like Dean's getting the Dolph Ziggler treatment.
Yeah.
There's just so much of that you can get before crumbling.
Yeah.
So I still have all three of them on the card, but I have them in separate things.
Okay.
So I have Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose.
Wyatt, Dean Ambrose? I thought they just did that.
They did it a lot.
I do have... Hang on. I typed Bray, but it's not Bray. Let me come back and remember what that is, because I have Bray Wyatt later on the card, too.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I have... Vader. Yes, it was Vader.
Dean and Vader.
Speaking of Bray, I have Bray Wyatt, the Wyatt family versus the Balor Club.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Damn you.
So, and I don't know, like, who exactly that might entail.
Okay.
But.
So you're thinking this might be the Wyatt family minus Bray?
Okay. No. I'm saying.
A four-person Balor Club is what he's
four-person
saying.
Balor Club.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, maybe Eric Rowan's isn't in there anymore. Like, but I think there'll be a Wyatt family faction with the even numbers to a Balor Club faction. So Bray versus Finn with their buddies.
So what are you going to do with that Dean Ambrose? Or are you going to come back to it?
Let me come back to that.
Okay.
Versus New Day. They're on my card. No. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I have the Intercontinental ladder match because it seems like they've kind of replaced Money in the Bank as, like, that for a kickoff now. I have Neville winning that. As far as the armbar goes, I have Kane winning, since it seems like they use armbar to, you know, big guys, we still like them.
You've been here a while, you're kind of like Andre.
Well, this thing is, like, it's got the Andre thing, and it's so that they can, it's an easy thing to be like, see, they are a threat in Battle Royals, since they always have to, like,
they can't get them the Rumble.
Commentator always has to be like, how are they ever going to get this guy out? And so at least they can, like, actually put the, you know, they won this one Battle Royal. I have, Nakamura versus AJ Styles.
Alright.
I just feel like that's the little, like, pity throw to the internet fans. Like, here, they have 10 minutes on WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'll take the pity throw.
Yeah, that's how I felt about Brock and Nakamura,
I have Cena versus Dean Ambrose.
Hey, okay. I had that too.
Wait, no, I didn't. I can see, because I can see that. That's where my Dean Ambrose one was.
Okay, all right, so I'll go ahead and delete that.
I did. One. Cena Ambrose, it's right there.
Oh, did you talk about it? Did we talk about his Cena Ambrose?
No, I don't think we did. I might have skipped over that, because I think I went straight down to Brock Wyatt's.
You did.
I had a tied point. So, Cena Ambrose down.
Cena, I'll add it to yours, Blair.
It seems the kind of thing where Dean Ambrose still has the like, you know, crazy off-the-wall person. Cena's still easy to, you know, still be company man.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to make either one of them the heel in that, or have heelish tendencies. We won't have, like, Cena heel. Either one of them can have the heelish tendencies.
Sure.
We can, you know, have a 50-50 vote, or we can, like, really play it one way or the other.
That's exactly my rationale.
I think that's very possible. I also have Seth Rollins, Triple H.
Woo!
After this match this year at WrestleMania, it seems like Roman's the guy. Like, come hell or high water, Roman's
right. The
guy. And so,
smoke him if you got him.
Barring Vince, you know, tragically dying,
or natural causes. It doesn't have to be tragic.
Barring Vince's death,
he's too stubborn for
or
that.
Or his, like, you know, actually being removed from creative, whether by his will or others. I feel like this is there's no convincing him at this point. So I'm putting Roman against The Undertaker.
All right.
Because
that's gonna ring some bells.
That's the one thing where, like, you know, they gave him the championship. They have him winning the main event against her. Like, what's the one more thing that he can do at WrestleMania?
I taste Blair candy.
I might be speaking too soon, but I'm noticing something with your card. Not seeing a whole lot of titles being defended.
No.
Other than the IC ladder. Am I speaking too soon?
Well, would Roman be defending the title against The Undertaker?
No, honestly, it would...
You didn't even think about that?
I didn't think about that.
That's fine.
Looking at it, it would either be Roman Undertaker with a title versus career thing, or it would be Seth and Triple H.
Alright, I won't even put it in then.
I would love Cena and Dean. I think Cena and Dean could have a genuinely awesome title match.
Yeah.
Brock Nakamura would be the best one.
Yeah.
But finally, I do have, for the women's title, Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax.
Oh, that's good too.
I think that they... I think they want her.
Nia Jax to be a thing. I'm going to be kicking and screaming the entire way through.
The temptation of Rock, Roman Reigns, and Nia Jax on the same card is just so tempting.
Right.
And then finally, for kind of I think there's going to be a WWE versus NXT match.
Yeah.
Maybe like a 5 versus 5 kind of thing.
Right.
I don't know who it'll be, because I'm betting it'll be people we don't know who are NXT yet.
Right.
So I didn't put down specific names, but
I do just WWE versus NXT.
WWE versus
NXT. I'll leave it like that, yeah.
They call it bragging rights.
Ah, look at that. Gonna bring back all those copyrights that they probably filed for that.
There's my card for that. For WrestleMania 32.
Doesn't sound like a bad card, to be honest with you. I mean, it sounds like a card that WWE would be into. Yeah.
It's a cross between what I could see them doing and what I would like.
And now I'm starting to see like mine was full on fanboy.
Yeah, yours is sheer optimism. So, except for the Shield Triple Threat, like that's something that I could really see them going for.
Yeah,
and honestly, to me, it feels like maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but the year after.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as long as all those guys stay healthy, continue to have successful careers. A Shield Triple Threat seems inevitable at some point before a WrestleMania match.
Okay.
But those are our predictions for WrestleMania 33.
Yep.
They don't name it, so like, I have to like mentally remember where we are.
Well, they're in Orlando, and I think they've already released the logo, so it'll be a WrestleMania
WrestleMania Sunshine.
Sunshine, yeah.
WrestleMania
Sunshine.
So,
I'm really hope we could might possibly go to that one.
All right.
Or at least I
will. Anything else for this podcast?
Huh? Anything you think will happen in the year that you like major?
I'm like Joel. I'm kind of hoping for an NXT invasion angle.
Is that a double edged sword? Because I was going to ask you about that.
Probably
it is a double edged.
Those are always better ideas in theory than in practice.
Sure, absolutely. Because the original
invasion doesn't
angle
mean
wasn't
they
great.
Shouldn't do it. Like
no. Doesn't mean it can't be done correctly or better.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, it's you have this. With the invasion angle, you have this trap where, you know, do you it's
somebody's got to win.
Right. It's exciting because we like all these NXT guys, and we want to see all these NXT guys do awesome.
But at the same time, we don't want those NXT guys to get buried.
Right. And so what do you... So, but if you have the NXT guys come up and win, so what are they... Are they Raw guys now? Like, they clearly are the better people, so shouldn't they be on the main... Or it's like, we won! We're going to go back to developmental, bye! Like, that's not going to happen.
Or if they lose, it's worse.
Or if they lose, it's just... annoying and hurts to watch.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And it's really easy to start, you know, mucking it up because, like, Sami Zayn is an NXT guy. You know, even though for the next year he's going to be an NXT guy. If the NXT guys come up, it's going to feel weird if he's like, no, my loyalty's to Raw now.
Sure.
Yeah. And the same thing with, like, even as far back as Seth Rollins was the first NXT champion.
And that's the thing about this. It leaves a little bit of room for, like, defections and everything. That'll add a little wrench. So it's not just a bunch of rookies coming out from NXT. You'll have a mix with experienced guys that wants to jump lines.
I mean, that being said, I still think it should happen. I think we are finally nearing a point because, like, you know, where they have this... this option to do an invasion angle and one that's not murky down with us, like, okay, whose contract can we get?
Yeah.
Because that external contracts had a lot of control over how the WCW invasion angle went.
Yeah.
That they don't have this time. And they never really got a good, like, they never got a good SmackDown invasion.
No.
They had a little bit with ECW invasion, but...
It was really short-lived.
Yeah.
They had it.
So, I definitely think NXT invasion at some point this year.
Okay.
Would be a good call.
You?
I mean, I brought up the invasion angle.
You did, but then I took charge.
Joel took charge.
Well, that's because that's been my prediction for a while.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something with this influx of talent that they've got. Because the roster is getting more and more crowded. I don't know if that means a brand split or what, but they're going to need to do something. Because there's a lot of guys that they don't want to get rid of, and I don't expect them to get... I don't feel like that's going to be their solution for it. But they're going to need to do something, because NXT just keeps churning out star after star after star, and those guys go to the main roster and just get lost in the shuffle, like you saw with Tyler Breeze. And you're going to see it more and more.
Okay, I'll... If you want to take that prediction, I can take a prediction of sometime this year, a new title will debut. Whether it's women's tag team, or a television title, or they reintroduce a hardcore title.
Internet title.
Yeah, or a network title, like a thing that's exclusively defended on the network or something.
Sure.
I think it's very possible that sometime a new title will debut. Yeah.
Well, we talked about, since I've been here, we talked about the idea for a TV title. They've had TV titles in different places, but what they've never done is they've never had it be like the Cena Open Challenge that they
have.
Right, yeah. This is defended on TV and only on TV. Mm-hmm. TV champion can do something else on pay-per-view if they want to, but every week on Raw or whatever your show choice is, and maybe even make SmackDown destination programming or something.
Sure,
they have it defended once a week on that show,
and that's something I feel like that might be another solution is make certain titles SmackDown exclusive.
Like, yeah, it almost creates another division where you would stick some more guys,
but it makes a kind of a soft split. You know what I mean?
You've seen the some guys come up from NXT, and I feel like they've gotten lost in the shuffle, too, but some haven't. Like, Kevin Owens, for better or worse, I don't feel like he's gotten really... I'm not saying they've made all the right moves with Kevin Owens, but I think overall he's doing
to put more momentum behind him.
And I think Zayn, they will, too. I hope so. I hope it doesn't get lost. But what you've seen on the flip side of that is diminishing importance of the guys that they didn't necessarily... that they've tried a bunch of times that they haven't really been able to find a place for.
Yeah.
Since Blair's here, I'll just mention the names. You got your Miz. You barely see the Miz at all anymore.
No, it's true.
Sheamus had that one really brief thing at the top, I think for lack of anybody else and because they knew it would make people cheer Roman.
Yeah.
I mean, Wade is another one.
Like, move Miz to, like, something in the PR department because he's a valuable asset to the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he has a lot as far as, like, just his...
I mean,
his enthusiasm about the company is infectious, almost.
Miz has enough heat on him that for the next 3 years, his job could be, like, just going to fan access, and it's like, pin former WWE champion The Miz for $5.
Absolutely.
And kids would line up around the block.
Yeah, right.
So, no, I think that's, yeah, that could possibly.
I think you're already sort of seeing it with like Sandow and Barrett. I think whether it be that they've realized that this is not the place or the time for them, right. And maybe that time but is that also, down the road, or maybe their place is somewhere sure. else.
That also makes it a lot scarier because it now feels like you really have one chance to make that impact.
There's no cushion of lower guys.
Yeah, well, think about the cushion of
successfully repackaging guys has gotten smaller and smaller and smaller as well. So there is that, like, make it work or not.
Yeah. Well, if it's something like Tyler Breeze, who I have effectively written off at this point. He's been on the show for less than a year as far as main title stuff. He had one feud that didn't click, and I don't know if there's anything for him in the future.
I don't know if it's a feud that didn't click or if it's Breeze that didn't click. I think Tyler Breeze is a talented guy. They overdo. You've talked about this. It's he's a gimmick in a roster right now that doesn't seem to have a lot of them.
No.
And so when you put the guy, and I like the selfie thing. I think the selfie thing is good, but they so overdo it with that.
Right. And it's one of those things. It's like it's your typical heel that is obsessed with themselves that you've seen time and time again, it's updated a little bit more.
I mean, the best thing he probably ever did was he had an interview, like, either a pre-show or it might have even been, like, a WWE exclusive thing.
Yeah.
But it was him and Summer Rae responding to tweets.
Yeah, and he knocked it out of the park.
The tweet zone or something.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
And it was amazing.
The social media lounge. Don't act like you don't know.
No, I genuinely
should call this room.
So, but that's the thing is, like, he knocked that out of the park, and that was a thing where NXT aside, because he did make a statement on NXT, he was in several title matches, he looked good on NXT.
Yeah.
But the, you know, his main roster stuff, that's the only time I can point to and is like, that's a shining character moment. Everything else, yeah, he has weird boots, yeah, he has a selfie stick, but he's putting on your very average 8-minute match with other filler guy.
And it's
very forgettable.
You can't succeed under those circumstances.
I don't think you can.
Right.
So, all right, any final predictions for the next 364 days of wrestling?
Yeah, Blair, what do you think?
I hope that they do. They've brought up so many talented divas to the main roster. They've got so many talented divas on NXT. Ditto with single wrestlers, main roster, and NXT. Tag teams.
You're wanting a divas tag team.
You've already seen it a bit in NXT.
Yeah.
And I think that there are tag teams on the market.
Yeah.
And I think hopefully they move past this idea. You know, if you've got a tag team with two guys in it that you really like one or both of them in the singles level, then by all means break them up and turn them singles. But more permanent tag teams like they've used before, like Edge and Christian were a team for a long time.
Right.
Yeah. The Dudley Boys have been a team basically for a long time, minus two breakups, which went horribly. Ditto with the Hardys.
Yeah.
So, you know, but going back further than that, permanent tag teams, there's enough talented ones out there. And they've got enough talented ones in NXT where I think they could make a really good go of a tag team division, and that's something else that would help with putting guys in there.
I will say,
time,
sometime in the next year, maybe not a pay-per-view, but a women's match will main event Raw.
Okay.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, I after what we witnessed at WrestleMania, I can see it.
I think that's a safe bet.
Yeah.
So, all right. Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.